Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Daniel says in Daniel chapter 12, blessed is he that cometh into the 1335th day. Are y'all following? Not the 1260, not the 1290, but the 1335th day. And he noted those days by the date of the abomination of desolation. Remember, we looked at that in the book of Daniel. The abomination of desolation was in the middle of the tribulation. 1290 days is after the abomination of desolation. 30 days after his revelation, the judgment of living nations is complete. He has another time span of 75 days. We're going into election year, okay? And please, 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 please vote. Out there in the foyer is they're right here. There's a sample ballot that I filled out for you. Because some people don't know who to vote for, the amendments or whatever. They're out there. You need to vote, okay? If you don't vote, don't complain. All right, so we're in a voting here next week. Matter of fact, I go to early voting next week. I'm going to early vote next week. Anyway, for 75 days, Jesus sets up his cabinet, much like they'll be doing. We'll have our elections November the 7th or what? No, 8th. Whoever, well, in the presidential election in 2 years, I pray there's a change. I'm not getting politics, but anyway, they don't take office till approximately 75 days later. There's so much here. What does that president-elect do during those 75 days, roughly? He sets up his cabinet, Secretary of State, who's going to be Secretary of State, and all these other things are going to serve with him. That's what Jesus does in those 75 days, so that when 1335th day kicks out, the millennium begins, we're going to rule and reign with him. He's already placed us where he's going to have us in that 1335th day. Are you following? Thousand-year reign of Christ begins on the 1335th day. For 1,000 years, Jesus is going to rule and reign. Now, we're going to get in this section this morning. I promise we'll get there. Everyone who enters into the millennium will be saved people. No unbelievers enter into the millennium. Are you following? They've been separated. The sheep from the goats. The unbelievers have been cast into hell. Not the lake of fire. But hell, they'll be, after the millennium, they'll come out of hell and stand at the great white throne judgment and then be cast into the lake of fire. You following? Say, so whoever enters into the millennium are saved people. Now get this, because this is very important when we get in Revelation 22, in their physical bodies. Preacher, you're crazy. I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. Amen, preacher. Okay. They enter into the millennium in their physical bodies. We're going to get to that in just a minute. And they're going to have, for 1,000 years, Jesus is going to reign a perfect reign. We don't have that now. We will one day. All right, let me skip through this real quick. After 1,000 years, Satan had, at the beginning of the millennium, Satan will be loosed for a season. I mean, will be cast into prison for 1,000 years. He'll be chained. During that 1,000 years, we've learned in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 5, know you not that ye shall judge angels? During that 1,000-year period, we're going to capture some demons. These angels who've been bothering, these fallen angels, they're still free about, but we're going to be able to apprehend them. Won't that be neat? We can't do that right now, but Paul said in 1 Corinthians, know you not that ye shall judge angels? Now, these aren't the good angels. These are the fallen angels who've been giving you and me problems. Again, I knew I wasn't going to get to Revelation 22. This brief synopsis is from 2 minutes to 20 minutes. Okay, there's so much here. We often say the devil sure been bothered me today. He's sure giving me a hard time this week. I'm here to tell you the devil ain't bothered you. He's got bigger fish to fry than me or you. The devil is not omnipresent. He cannot be in Ukraine and Zertomer and here at the same time. Are you following? He's not omnipresent. He can't be in Romania. He can't be in your house and my house at the same time. So what's going on? He has a bunch of little imps. Fallen angels that fell with him when he was cast out. Those are what bothers you, okay? Paul the Apostle talked about that, and I won't get into all that. A messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me and all. Are y'all following?
Yes.
Okay, so I believe that these demons, these fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, God's going to give us the privilege because we're going to have a glorified body. Won't that be something? Anyway, we're going to have the ability to catch these rascals, and whatever God allows us to do with them, I want to probably throw them whatever. I don't know what you're going to do with them, but anyway, at the end of the millennium, Satan will be released for a season. And the Bible tells us it's a short season that he's going to deceive the masses. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20, as the sands of the sea. And we talked about this. This will be people under the age of 100 years old who've not yet received Christ. These are physical people who live in their physical bodies. They've not yet received Christ as a Savior. We would still call them teenagers. Isaiah 65 talks about this. Who could think of a thing? Somebody dies at 100 years of age? He's just a baby, just a young kid, you know, at 100 years old. Anyway, there are going to be multitudes, billions of people alive at the end of the millennial reign. Masses of these young folk will follow Satan for the last time he comes against Jerusalem. It's not even a war. The Bible tells us in Revelation 20, Jesus slays them with the breath of his mouth. And he casts Satan into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. Remember, they were cast into the lake of fire at the Armageddon. Y'all remember that? This is yes, this is no. At the beginning of the tribulation period, the beast and the Antichrist and the false prophet were cast into the lake of fire. They are the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. They were not in hell. Unbelievers are in hell today. The lake of fire is a completely different place than hell. Are y'all following?
Yes.
This is yes, this is no. Something far worse than going to hell. We hear it all the time. Worse than going, no, the something far worse than going to hell. Revelation 20 talks about death and hell gives up the dead, and they stand before Jesus Christ. And there it says in Revelation 20, there was found no place for them. They'll be judged out of the books, and they will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Something worse than going to hell is standing before Jesus and judged. And then you're going to call him Lord, by the way, even as an unbeliever. And I highly recommend you call him Lord this side of the grave. The Bible tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue. Russian, Ukrainian, Spanish, English, Georgian, North Carolina, Massachusetts. Do y'all speak different up there? I don't know. I know they're doing Boston or whatever they do. Anyway, they kind of have that. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I highly recommend if you don't know Christ as your Savior on this side of the grave, you better, because one day you are going to confess at the great white throne judgment. Are you following? So that takes place. The great white throne judgment. And then we come to Revelation 21 and 22, where new heaven, new earth. And won't that be something? We started talking about that a few weeks ago. We went through Revelation 21, looked about the city coming out of heaven, built by God. God built this with his own bare hands. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, Jesus said this, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. We have a place for us in heaven. It's these mansions. Again, I told you, hey, on your way back, y'all ought to stop. You go down 95, don't you, Massachusetts? You ought to take her to the, have you been to the Biltmore? Okay. You ought to take her to the Biltmore. Okay, it's in Asheville. On the way back to Massachusetts, you'll go right through there, all right? If not, make a little detour. She's worth it. They just got married a couple months ago. She's worth it. Anyway, take her to, and that Biltmore is the largest private home in America. But I'm telling you, it's beautiful. I've been there, beautiful garden. But it's like a shack compared to what Jesus had prepared for us.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at Westwood MBC to hear more teaching like this. well from now until tomorrow. May God bless you richly, is our prayer.